Yes, sir. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg on Friday, January 4th, for a Pensacola's expert panel. And I am still standing. January 3rd. I am still standing. Most of y'all know what a big Georgia fan I am. And I have to say, I'm very proud of my team. Congratulations to all my Notre Dame friends. Special shout out to Jeff Wayne, who works here at News Radio and Cat Country. Also, shout out to my friend Susie Griffith, who is an amazing opera singer and also is a Notre Dame Irish fan and was at the game. And so I owe her lunch. I just haven't decided, do I take her to McDonald's or do I take her to Jackson's? We'll have to see. But anyway, I'm still standing. I am wearing my Georgia Bulldog colors today because I am not a fickle fan. I've been a Georgia fan since the 1980s, and we went through, I don't know, two or three decades there of being like 2-9 and not in the conversation. So I got to say, the last 5 years have been so, so much fun. And I honestly didn't have big expectations for last night. So now it's going to be very interesting because it looks like the next game's up. We've got Penn State next Friday. They're going to be playing. Let's see. Penn State is now playing Notre Dame, and Ohio State is playing Texas. So those are pretty good games. It's going to be pretty interesting. And like I was joking earlier, I will say we did beat Texas twice, just saying. But we didn't beat who we needed to beat to go forward, and we had a great season. And now I know all of you will be relieved because that's about all I'm going to say about football from here on out. So it's Friday for those of us who've had to work all week. The weekend is finally here. For those of you who have had the week off, God bless you. You've been having a great time relaxing and taking it easy. And the weather's been kind of interesting. It's been like yesterday, it was gorgeous. There's no humidity. It was kind of pushing the 70s, low 70s. I thought it was going to be colder this morning, but it's not too bad. It's like in the upper 40s, low 50s, going up into the 60s today with sunshine. Now, we are supposed to get some cold weather this weekend. And then next week, looks like we've got a low coming in that may put us in the 20s overnight. So I finally get a chance to take out some of those sweaters. But between you and me, I am not a fan of the cold. So here's a fun thing to do. I haven't done this in a while, but one of my favorite things to do, especially at the beginning of the year, is to take a look at some of the stuff you can find online. This has been a difficult week in general. There's just been a lot in the news, a lot of heartache, a lot of information. And it's just like I was hoping 2025 would start where we could just kind of ease into it, just have kind of a quiet, like have some football and little black eyed peas, collard greens, and it just has not been that this week. So I want to shift gears now and just do something completely frivolous and silly. So I thought it would be fun to look up everywhere you go on the internet, you can kind of look up things. So I thought it would be fun to find out what Friday, January 3rd is in the big scope of things. So it turns out, and I know this is going to be very high on your agenda and very important to you, so pay attention. Today is National Fruitcake Toss Day. Yes, you heard me right. National Fruitcake Toss Day. So I have never heard of this before. And it's like, you know, let's be honest, hardly anyone really likes fruitcake and very few people actually eat it. So when Christmas is over, you know, a lot of people, they take the trees down, they have all that kind of stuff. And under the tree, somebody will have sent you a fruitcake. And it sits there because nobody ever opens it up. And so they created the National Fruitcake Toss Day so that they actually have celebrations. This was created in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So that doesn't surprise me since certain things are legal out there. But they have the Great Fruitcake Toss in Colorado. It's an event that occurs right about now, usually the first Saturday or the last Saturday of January. They tell everybody to bring your own fruitcake, and then they literally do kind of like a mullet toss, but they do it with a fruitcake. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a fruitcake, these are not light, buttery almond cakes. These are like heavy loaded, weigh about 5 pounds. Well, actually probably more closer to 2 pounds. And so it's not an easy toss, you know. So they do a 2-pound fruitcake and you hurl it, the distance competition where you hurl the 2-pound fruitcake as far as possible. So the distance is measured at the final resting spot of the fruitcake. So if it bounces, that counts. So Isn't it frightening that human beings can sometimes come up with these kinds of things? And apparently it's a very competitive competition. So you have to have a minimum fruitcake that weighs a pound at least, because they don't want anybody to get hurt if it's over 2 pounds. And then to keep it accurate, they have targets. So they take targets that are placed in 75 feet apart, 125 feet, and 175 feet at different angles. So you can win based on how far you've tossed. You can also win based on your accuracy. So now you can tell that we are getting very serious about this deal. This originated on January 3rd in 1996. They've been doing it ever since then. And so just remember that you could be a part of National Fruitcake Toss Day. For me, the toss is going to happen from my counter right into the old garbage can. that's where my fruitcake toss. Actually, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I really probably should donate those fruitcakes to Mana Food Pantries. That's what I should do. And that's what we should all do with any leftover goodies. That's probably not a bad idea. Okay, now, this speaks to my heart right here. Are you ready? Festival of Sleep Day is today. Yes, you heard me correctly. Festival of Sleep Day. This is about making the most of your sleeping. So I'm thinking if I was really true to the celebration, I would just kind of turn off the mic right now and just... I mean, it would take me all of 2 seconds since I was up late last night. And so the whole point of National Sleep Day is so that everyone celebrates sleeping. And that Americans in particular, we don't get enough sleep. We are rolling and jiving and moving and shaking and stressing and computerizing and texting and social mediaing. And we're doing all these things. And then we get home and we're all jacked up. And then it's like, okay, I got to get to sleep. And I toss and I turn and then eventually get a few hours sleep. And the alarm goes off and then I start all over again. And so this is saying, hey, you know, actually get serious about how much sleep you get. And for a lot of people, it does, this particular article talks about the validity and the way that a power nap can help you in the afternoon. Or even believe it or not, when you get home from work, even at 5 o'clock, if you take a 20-minute nap, a 30-minute nap, that can actually help restart your brain, just like you restart a computer. So I was laughing because I thought, I don't know if I've ever taken a nap in my whole life because I don't know how to nap. If I make the decision to lie down, put the pillow under my head, get underneath a nice warm blankie, I'm done. Then I'm done. Then the nap turns into a 4 or 5 hour event. But it talks here, too, about just really appreciating the importance of sleep, that we need it to regain our energy. We need it so our body can recharge. When we get little to no sleep over an extended period of time, guess what that leads to? Mental illness. Because our brains aren't functioning clearly. It's sort of like running your car for 30,000 miles and not getting your battery recharged or you get your oil changed. We sort of assume that we're getting enough sleep. And I can tell you, I've had many times where I've gone through a whole day, 20 hours of a day, on 4 hours of sleep. And it's almost kind of expected, like, what's wrong with me if I can't do that? So if you have not been sleeping well, you can start today. I give you permission to close your office door at around 2 o'clock, sit back in your chair, maybe bring a pillow with you to work, and take a little power nap. I had a good friend of mine that worked on Wall Street years ago, and he told me that every day at around 3 o'clock, he would close his office door and he would take a 45-minute nap. I said, how do you do that? I don't wake up quickly. I'm not a morning person, as many of you know. So it would be disastrous if I tried to take a nap in the middle of the day. It just wouldn't work. And it does take me a while to wake up in the morning. I got to have a couple cups of coffee. But here's one of the things that sleep can help. If you don't get enough sleep, then what you're actually fueling in your health, you're fueling heart disease, heart attacks, heart failure, high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, all of these things are affected by not getting enough sleep. So the whole point of Festival of Sleep Day is for you to start to become aware of your sleeping habits, to try to get extra sleep when you can. And it talks about that sleep touches all of the aspects of our life, our consciousness, our ability to face the world, and also the idea of dreaming, how healthy it is for us to actually get that REM sleep, where you're actually in a deep sleep and you start to dream. That's important, to get those couple of hours of that REM sleep. So Wake up now. Don't go to sleep now because you're probably driving. I'm going to be back in a few minutes with some more totally frivolous, you know, crazy stuff just because it's been that kind of week. And I thought it might be fun to kind of pick things up as we head into the weekend. We got a break coming up right now, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you want to call or text, 850-437-1620. Respect from Aretha Franklin. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Now, why am I playing Aretha Franklin on Friday, January 3rd? Well, guess what? Today is Women Rock Day. This is, and I know these are important things that you've wanted to know your whole life, but this is the official Women Rock with an exclamation point day. So how did this come about? Well, it came about beginning in January, I guess it was January 3rd, back in 1987, when Aretha Franklin became the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that day has been celebrated every year since then, since 1987. So I thought this was pretty cool because the purpose of it is to raise awareness about women in music. And, you know, I kind of relate to this because now I've been in radio. I was out of radio the last few years, but when I started in radio back in 1996, and I was in radio for almost 12 years and doing morning radio and that kind of thing. But even then, at the time, radio was very much a male-dominated industry. Most of the program directors, the people that were doing promotions, and my role was to be the cute little female sidekick, you know, to giggle at my host jokes and to, you know, do some fun little banter back and forth. And so it was kind of like being the Vanna White on air, you know, where you just kind of, and it was great fun and I loved every minute of it. And over the years now, you'll hear more and more and more ever since then, women have a more critical role, especially in some of the syndicated radio shows. Now we have women that are hosting those. Certainly on PBS was one of the first who had women hosts doing great shows. And so now look at me. I'm here at News Radio 92.3. And thanks to Mary and Dave Hoxing for being so progressive and to say, hey, we trust you with this time slot. You're a woman. You've got some radio experience. You've got, you know, community experience. Have at it. And they've been wonderful to me about to do what we can to make this an interesting couple of hours. So I'm excited about 2025 and being in this position because I'm hoping that on some days we'll have serious topics when I have some time to speak. Other days I have just the best guests in the world. The rest of this morning we're going to have an awesome lineup of guests. So I'm looking forward to seeing all those folks as they come in. We've got our friend Elton's coming in from Sunny's, and we've got Stefan's coming in from Key Marine, and we'll have someone in for Frisky Friday too. So it's going to be a good Friday. But it's kind of cool, this idea of Women Rock Day. They were saying that if in 2014-15, they were looking at only 2% of programs put on by major U.S. orchestras were composed by women. So it's kind of interesting to see the role. Now, this is sort of a fun timeline of some of the biggest rock artists. Connie Francis hit number one on the Billboard charts in 1960 with Everybody's Somebody's Fool. And then Whitney Houston, she was the big, really broke records in 1985. She became one of the most awarded females in the music industry. Now, you know I can't go about talking with women in rock without talking about Beyoncé. She's won 6 Grammys in one night, and she is now officially the queen of pop herself. Then you have Joan Jett. She was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015. And Billie Eilish has now been, she and her brother have been sweeping the Grammys in the top 4. They've been pretty amazing. And, you know, there's so many different artists that come to mind that have been around over the years that are just amazing. And then when you have some of the folk rock greats like Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, some of my favorite artists, Tracy Chapman, that first album years ago. And so what I love about Billie Eilish now is the opportunity for a young woman and her brother and their family that they are so original. And she's just, at first I wasn't sure about her voice, but now I really listen to her music and the lyrics. And it's really funny, but I actually have a connection to her. Years ago, I was taking acting classes in New York City. I took a class with her mom for 4 or 5 years, Maggie Baird, who's now, I don't even know what her married name is now, but I was so shocked when I saw her at the Grammys, and they were, you know, sitting there, and there was my old friend, and it was her daughter and her son that are now, you know, become superstars, which is really pretty cool. But, you know, the industry has opened up, and we are starting to get respect, not only in the music world and the arts, and certainly on Broadway. We have so many amazing female artists on Broadway, and in the movies, of course, with Meryl Streep and so many of these women that have just been amazing, amazing actresses. So we are earning respect, and even now in the political world, when you look, you know, 30 years ago, there were very few female politicians, and now we have a plethora of politicians that are women on both sides of the aisle. So we are starting to finally earn a little respect, and that makes me very happy. So today is National Women Rock Day. Yes, sir. We rock, girls. We rock. Women, I should say. We rock. We'll be back after the break. News Radio 92.3, just like you said, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the number here to text in is 850-437-1620. Talking about some ridiculous stuff this morning, just to get the weekend started, to let loose a little. And today is January 3rd, so I've been having a little fun talking about all the things when we have, this is the National Day of. So today is National Fruitcake Toss Day. Yes, you heard it right. It's time to toss out that fruitcake. Today is also Festival of Sleep Day. Here's a good one. It's National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. I wonder, sometimes I wonder how these things are invented. Like, who decided to dip cherries in chocolate? Whoever that person is my and could be my very best friend. And then we also have some other, you know, just sort of silly stuff. We have, this is a good one, J.R.R. Tolkien Day. That's a good one. And then we have Mind Wellness Day is today. And so there are so many different things that are going on, but you don't just want to enjoy the day, get ready for the weekend, have a good time, and, you know, not let the small stuff get in the way, you know, to have a little fun with this. And all I would say to you is, if you have not thrown your fruitcake out, that is the order of the day. If you haven't taken a nap or gotten enough sleep, that also is the order of the weekend, because you could sleep all weekend long if you would like to. So that's not a bad thing. And let's see, what else have we got? Motivation and Inspiration Day is today. And, you know, there's so many different things. Let me see what else we've got for January 3rd. Fruitcakes, Festival Sleep, Tolkien. Let's see what else is going on today. Women Rock Day, of course. Oh, here's a good one. You ready? National Drinking Straw Day. Now, that's about as frivolous as it could possibly get. So when did this all start? Okay, you ready? I would think that drinking straws maybe were invented sometime, what, in the 1960s, something like that? Apparently, it was invented like decades ago or centuries ago, really, in Sumeria. It was one of the first things they did when they were drinking water. They created it out of a piece of wood, and also they used plants. Like, they would take a plant stem and use that to sip liquids. And so now they're saying, you know, the big movement is to get rid of the plastic straws. And so you can have a metal straw. I've seen those. I've also seen the paper straws, which are not such great straws, by the way, but they can be thrown away. And so the recommendation here is, if you want the most value out of a straw, this is interesting, sip a mint julep. That's the recommendation. Well, we know how to do that in the South. We certainly can sip a mint julep. But apparently, it was in the 1800s, the rye grow straw became popular. It was cheap and soft. And so you now know more than you ever wanted to know about drinking straws. And this is National Drinking Straw Day. So this has been completely frivolous, as Andrew likes to say. Let's recap. So what you need to do now is you need to take a really good nap. You need to play some serious women's rock and roll. Some, you know, crank up a little Joan Jett, maybe more Aretha Franklin. Get out a straw, get that mint julep going, and then just be ready to take a nap and get some chocolate covered cherry. We got a whole agenda for today. I'm just saying. So you can thank me anytime. This is Meg with Pep Talk. We got Eldon Scott coming up next with Sunny's Barbecue right after the news. I hope you have a fabulous Friday. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. We'll be back after the news.